This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Hurtado III. Date of birth, August 22nd, 1968. Case ID number is 458-8600. Date of exam, October 27, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old divorced male and now commonly married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / depression, comma, degenerative disc disease of the spine with a bulging disc and radiculopathy, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and high blood pressure. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on March of 2022, where he worked as a security officer for 9 years. The claimant also worked at renting out condominiums for 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his common-law girlfriend and is receiving disability benefits from the Veterans Administration. And he has told me that he is completely disabled with the VA. Allegations number one, post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / depression. Number two, degenerative disc disease of the spine with bulging disc and radiculopathy. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. And number four, high blood pressure / hypertension. History of allegations, post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / depression. The claimant states that in 1992, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder secondary to being in the Gulf War. The claimant also suffers from severe anxiety and depression. He went through a bad divorce and states that he lost his job and his home secondary to hard times. He states that he has had suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. He states that his concentration is poor, that he has severe anxiety and outbursts of anger, but that his appetite is good. He does state that he has a low energy level and severe insomnia, along with sleep apnea. His motivation to do anything is decreased, and he suffers from severe sadness and depression. He is presently taking Buspirone, 10 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID. And Trazodone, hydrochloride, 100 milligrams, 1 tablet, QHS for sleep. He also takes hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, QD, BID as needed for anxiety. His condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number two, degenerative disc disease of the spine with a bulging disc and radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 1989, because he was in the military, he was performing many active tasks, and he injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing, aching, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate down to his legs. No surgery has been performed, and he was diagnosed with retrolisthesis of the L4, L5 herniated disc with radiculopathy, although he states no radiation to the lower part of his legs. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above his head but unable to bend over. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, and not doing any other exercise at all. He's being treated at this time by Dr. Labstab and Dr. Chihuahua. He has received 2 weeks of physical therapy for his back. He's been placed on multiple medications for pains, which he states does give him some relief. He is presently taking gabapentin, 600 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, 3 times a day. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams, BID. Menthol/M salicylate, 10 to 15% applied to affected areas for muscle spasms. Tramadol hydrochloride, 100 milligrams, TID. His condition appears to be fairly stable, and the claimant is able to ambulate very well. He was diagnosed with retrolisthesis and degenerative joint disease, especially of the L4, L5, with a herniated bulging disc and a questionable radiculopathy. Number 3, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, but no blurred vision or weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, diabetic polyneuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose 3 times per week and states that it usually comes out around 220. He states the lowest it's been is 150 milligrams/dL, and the highest it's been is 250 milligrams/dL. At the present time, he's on oral medications, which include glipizide, 10 milligrams, BID, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID, and he has also been placed on a diabetic diet to control his blood sugar. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, but he states that they've told him that he's well controlled. Allegation number 4, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2012, he was having chest pain and temporal headaches, but no blurred vision. He also denies any shortness of breath. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently on enalapril maleate, 10 milligrams QD, and his blood pressure at this visit was 153/87 mmHg, which is normal. His condition appears to be stable. Family history. His father died of a myocardial infarction at the age of 69. His mother died at the age of is presently still alive. She's 80 years old. She has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, TID. Glipizide, 10 milligrams, 1 tablet, BID. Ketoconazole, 2% cream, apply to affected area, BID. Loratadine, 10 milligrams, POQD. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams, POBID. Menthol/M-salicylate, 10 to 15% applied to affected area as needed. Polyethylene glycol, 3350 oral powder, take every day for constipation. Sildenafil citrate, 100 milligrams, take one tablet 1 hour prior to sexual activity. Simvastatin, 80 milligrams, take 1/2 tablet, QD. Tramadol hydrochloride, 100 milligrams, take 1 TID. Trazodone hydrochloride, 100 milligrams, take 1 tablet, QHS for sleep. Hydroxyzine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams, BID. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units, QD. Buspirone, 10 milligrams, 2 tablets, TID. Fluticasone propionate, 50 micrograms, 120D, nasal. Nasal spray, BID. Enalapril maleate, 10 milligrams, QD. Simvastatin, 80 milligrams. 1/2 tablet, QD. Fish oil, QD, and metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, back pain secondary to degenerative disc disease and a herniated disc, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, depression slash anxiety slash post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, rhinitis, allergies, comma, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks 4 to 5 beers per week and has done so for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 226 pounds, height 5 feet 7.5 inches, BP 153 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 90 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 33, general. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and does appear to be in mild acute distress with his lumbar sacral back pain. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was soft, non-tender, but slightly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentence. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, which radiated down both legs. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for decreased strength of both knees. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally, which is abnormal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate with some hesitancy and unsteadiness. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He does appear to need an assistive device at this time, but did not present with one. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms from the waist down. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. The grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally, and the claimant is able to pinch and oppose fingers as well as make a full grip. X-rays. Of the left knee, the radiographic findings of the image osseous structures are unremarkable. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. Degenerative findings are evident, with the remainder of the radiographic findings of the bony structures of the lumbar spine unremarkable. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the lumbar sacral back area. He is unable to heel toe, but is able to tandem walk with some unsteadiness. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to lumbar sacral back degenerative findings, along with a mild radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral back area. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, post-traumatic stress disorder / anxiety / depression. that's being treated at this time appears to be well controlled and resolving. Number two, degenerative disc disease of the spine with bulging disc and radiculopathy. Confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant does appear to have some radiculopathy bilaterally. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, dash being treated at this time. The claimant has told me that they have told him that his blood sugar is controlled. Number four, high blood pressure slash hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 153 over 87 mmHg, which appears to be a normal finding at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Hurtado III.